B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. Seven-five, the Fanatic. It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, it's time to wrap up the week with Sound Off. Sound Off line 610-771-9705. You got something to say over the weekend? Hit us up on that line. Leave us a message like the following people have for this Friday Sound Off.
Everyone knows Embiid has health issues. Let's not turn on the guy because he's hurt again. Look at the bright side. He gets a month off, gets the rest up, less wear on his body. If he can stay in shape, this could be a good thing. Let's not turn on the guy when we're on the verge of a title in the next couple of years.
I don't think anybody's turning on him, but I think people have suggested, well, how come Carson Wentz, we always say he's injury prone, we don't say Embiid is injury prone.
We've said that a lot, though. Like, yeah, we just probably got tired of saying it about Embiid.
I don't think about it, he's illness prone. More than he is injury prone. Right? A dislocated finger can happen to anybody, right? It has to be he's injury prone.
He's got the flu every other day.
He does. That's like the thing.
Through the belly.
Yes.
So, Mike, you know, I have that classic love-hate thing for Ben Simmons. I love the potential that the kid has, because he could do anything on the court that he wants. What I hate about him is that he already thinks he's at the top level as he's going to get. He's not going to do anything else. So he's never going to shoot the basketball, Mike. So I'm starting to lean more on that hate side than love side.
Listen, you could be right, but here's the thing. He doesn't make the All-Star team, so he's still going to think he's everything. I don't know. Maybe that's the awakening he needs.
Great adjustment by Brett Brown, making sure that he stayed big, having teams to adjust to us. Because with Ben playing at point guard, it just puts more pressure on the other team to try to match up to what we're trying to do.
Yeah, Boston never had a problem matching up Ben Simmons, but I think because they quickened the pace yesterday and they were less predictable in the half court, I think that helped them last night and helped Ben.
The Super Bowl, Nick called the play, the Philly special, Doug O'Kated. It was really Nick Foles' call. So maybe in Doug's warped mind, he thinks he's making the decisions on this coaching staff when it's really Lurie.
How's everyone doing?
Well, I mean, that seems to be a concern now. But he's going to give Doug the chance to hire his own coaches now. He just wanted those other guys out. So Doug is still picking the coaches, unless Lurie comes in and says, no, I don't approve of that guy. Here's the guy I want you to hire as offensive coordinator, which could be possible.
Deuce Staley will not be offensive coordinator. When he was passed up for Mike Groh, the organization did him a solid and made him the assistant head coach under Doug Peterson. So that tells me that that title is pretty hollow, because isn't the assistant head coach second in command?
Nah, man. that's just a title only. That's really not effectively, he's not a promotion. If he doesn't get the offensive coordinator job, maybe he is content to just be the running back coach here with the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't know, but we were talking about it yesterday, and Tyrone, you're of the same opinion. He doesn't get this job, and he's interested in it. He probably has to leave the organization.
He's forced to, and I know he's been here a long time, but he would have to go.
Can we start calling Howie Roseman Howard Roseman? Something about a guy running something that's so important, calling him Howie, I don't know. Doesn't fit right with me. It doesn't sound serious.
Well,
I mean,
come on. We're being picky. I did actually question it. Like, the Flyers the other night got beat by a goal from Dougie Ferguson.
Yeah.
And he's known as Dougie Ferguson, which I find very odd. You think?
That he's not just Doug?
Yeah, like Dougie is kind of a strange. Like Jimmy, you get away with. Dougie?
Yeah, Dougie's like a stretch.
It's Dougie Ferguson. I'm thinking the announcers are being chummy with him, but now he's listed as Dougie Ferguson.
Maybe that's his name. Is that his real name?
Unless that's his government name. Parents do that every so often. They throw a curve. Like I have a friend named Willie Sewell. His name's Willie. It's not William. It's Willie. That's on his birth certificate.
Yeah, it's possible. I can't rule out any Canadian when it comes to like.
Oh no, his name's Douglas.
It's Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Dougie Ferguson. All right.
I'm one of these people that is kind of an anti-LeBron. I don't know why I'm not willing to put him above Jordan. I wonder now if that's like a personal thing that maybe there's nothing he could do that I would put him above Jordan. But you know what? Whether or not he's the best basketball player of all time, he is definitely the best philanthropist of all sports that I can remember in my lifetime.
Wow, respect for his philanthropy. I don't think he's beyond Jordan, and I don't think he's going to be, but he's certainly a solid second best player of all time.
I really think we're better off without either Ben or Joel on our team. Ben goes off when Joel is on the floor. He can run. Al Horford looked great tonight. Without Ben on the floor, Joel goes off.
Yeah, they're not going to win anything with, unless both of them are in sync.
By the way, for the season, without Embiid, Simmons has a negative net rating of like minus 11, and without Simmons and Embiid, they're both negatives without one another so far this year. Our eye says that they're doing more. They're actually much better together.
Yeah, and you can't, people always misjudge one regular season game and project it into something bigger than it should be.
If Brett Brown goes into a timeout, sets a play, and at the end of the play, Ben Simmons is going to shoot out near the arc. And if he doesn't, bench his ass. And that's it.
It's not
enough with Simmons.
It's not as simple as that, because people defend you out of that play, and you know, you have to move the ball. So it's not as simple as that, but everybody thinks it is. So, a salud. Let's close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got an OB?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets up.
Good riddance. See you later.
All righty, our winner of the Sixers passes to join the Mike Mussinelli Show in the suite. See the Sixers take on the Nets Wednesday, January 15th. The winner is Dave Ellis. Congratulations to Dave. Stay tuned on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti, Rob Motti takes you into the evening on NBC Sports Philly. The Daily Line follows, and then Quick Slants. Have a great weekend, everybody, and we'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.